según San Mateo, que está de pie. En aquel tiempo, viendo Jesús a la multitud que le seguía, le subió a un monte, donde habiéndose sentado, se le acercaron sus discípulos y abriendo su boca divina, los adoctrinaba diciendo: bienaventurados los pobres de espíritu, porque de ellos es el reino de los cielos. Bienaventurados los mansos y humildes, porque ellos poseerán la tierra. Bienaventurados los que lloran, porque ellos serán consolados. Bienaventurados los que tienen hambre y sed de justicia, porque ellos serán saciados. Bienaventurados los misericordiosos, porque ellos alcanzarán misericordia. Bienaventurados los limpios de corazón, porque ellos verán a Dios. Bienaventurados los pacíficos, porque ellos serán llamados hijos de Dios. Bienaventurados los que padecen persecución por la justicia, porque de ellos es el reino de los cielos. Dichosos seréis cuando los hombres por mi causa os maldijeren y os persiguieren y dijeran toda mentira, toda suerte de mal contra vosotros. Alegraos entonces y regocijaos, porque es muy grande la recompensa que os aguarda en los cielos. Continuamos de pie para escuchar el Santo Evangelio ahora en inglés. We hear the most holy gospel in English. It's taken from St. Matthew. At that time, Jesus, seeing the multitudes, went up into a mountain, and when he was sat down, his disciples came unto him. And opening his mouth, he taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the meek, for they shall possess the land. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after justice, for they shall have their fill. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they that suffer persecution for justice's sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when they shall revile you and persecute you, and speak all that is evil against you untruly, for my sake. Be glad and rejoice, for your reward is very great in heaven. Mene Father, Mene Son, Mene Dios, Amén. Let's take a seat. Pueden sentarse. Dear brothers and sisters, estimados hermanos y hermanas, we are in a tremendous, beautiful feast and occasion and ceremony. We rejoice all the oblates, families, benefactors in this great ceremony. Estamos reunidos en esta gran fiesta, queridos amigos. Ceremonia y fiesta al mismo tiempo. Nos regocijamos, sus amigos, benefactores, oblatos, familiares, por esta ocasión tan grande, especialmente aquí que nos acompañan desde Cúcuta, más de 20 personas desde allá. Les agradecemos a todos sus oraciones. We are thank you and grateful for all your prayers. So we want to start this sermon by telling our dear sister, who is receiving the habit today, what is the grandeur of this occasion? What is the meaning of this great occasion? So vamos a explicar primero a nuestra querida hermana que va a recibir el hábito, la grandeza de este acto que va a recibir el día de hoy. So dear sister, the program of the religious life is in the gospel of today. So according to our Benedictines fathers, the Beatitudes, the Eight Beatitudes is the road to heaven. And the examination of conscience and the charity, the examination of charity, the examination of our life, and then to match this ideal of our Lord Jesus Christ laid down for us as the road of the All Saints, or as the Feast of All Saints, what we have to do to acquire the beatitude with all the saints. So, queridos hermanos, estamos nosotros, vamos a analizar la vida religiosa a la luz del Evangelio del día de hoy. como las ocho beatitudes que nos presenta Jesucristo nuestro Señor, nos enseñan el camino al cielo, y es precisamente en eso se resume la santa regla de los religiosos benedictinos, que es seguir la ley de la caridad, que es la ley de las beatitudes. Por eso nos examinamos la conciencia todos los días en las beatitudes, para saber cómo se comportaron los santos y poder llegar al cielo como ellos, con ellos, y a través de ellos, su intercesión. So, dear sister, so we analyze, together with the Blessed Virgin Mary, this program of charity of religious life in the Beatitudes. So vamos a analizar por nuestra querida hermana, a la luz de las ocho beatitudes, cuál es el camino de la vida religiosa que la hermana va a comenzar de manera completa, porque ella se va a desposar con Cristo el día de hoy. So the first beatitude, sister, our Lord tell us with a great solemnity: Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So this is, yeah, sister, this is the program first, that our Lord is the only thing for us. Nothing matters. We empty our hands, empty our hearts, empty our pretensions, our hope in this world, in this life, in the creatures in the world, in our own will, in our own mindset. This is what is poor in spirit. We reject ourself, the world, and whatever things come from the world, and human things. This is the program of our Holy Father Saint Benedict in the Holy Rule. This is what we have been explaining to you in this month, this weeks of formation. And we see that in the Blessed Virgin Mary completely being fulfilled, dear sister. Our Lady, she herself taught in the Magnificat. He said, from now on, all shall be called blessed, because the Lord has seen the humility of her handmaid. So this is to be poor in spirit, to have the humility, to be filled with God, because the rest, we are crucified for the rest. So, estamos instruyendo a nuestra querida hermana que la primera beatitud es: bienaventurados los pobres de espíritu, porque de ellos es el reino de los cielos. Ser pobre de espíritu es no querer nada más que Dios. Tener en nada el mundo, la carne, la voluntad de uno, las ideas de uno, lo mundano, los amores de este mundo. Vaciarse de todo para llenarse de Dios. Ese es ser pobre de espíritu. Y esos son los santos que están en el cielo. Aquellos que despreciaron todo para escoger a Dios y servir a Dios y amar a Dios sobre todas las cosas. Esos son los santos que celebramos el día de hoy. Y esta es la particular la Virgen Santísima en su grado más máximo, que estamos invitando a la hermana que medite las beatitudes a la luz de la Virgen Santísima y de la vida religiosa, porque ella es el ejemplo de las hermanas a seguir en la manera absoluta. La Virgen Santísima en el Magnífica lo dijo: de ahora en adelante me llamarán bienaventurada todas las generaciones, porque ha visto la humildad de su esclava. Y el humilde precisamente es el que no tiene ningún valor, para un humilde nada tiene valor más que Dios y su voluntad. Lo demás se desprecia. No porque sea malo, sino porque no es lo que nos lleva perfectamente a Dios. De manera absoluta a Dios. O de manera perfecta a Dios. So dear sister, the second beatitude: Blessed are the meek, for they shall possess the land. So we see the most sacred heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the meekness, especially sister, in the midst of sufferings, in the midst of tribulations, in the midst of human trials and crucifixion. So this meekness of is the soul, when the soul is in peace, because the soul knows that our Lord is in charge, our Lord is purifying us, our Lord is sharing his cross with us, especially the Blessed Virgin Mary. You have to be meek in front of the crosses in order to possess God and his kingdom. And not only for you, but for your family. Is this why you are going to rescue your family from this world, from the passions and from the deceits of the devil? When you have this peace in your soul, enduring any cross with our Lord and the Blessed Virgin Mary in order to, como dice, to possess everything, which is God, the most sacred heart of Jesus is your possession. From now on, sister, that you are going to be betrothed to our Lord, his meekness has to be your meekness. If they strike you on a cheek, you offer the other one, because our Lady has to be consoled and saved, soul has to be saved, especially your family. The sacrifice you are doing is for your family especially. So la segunda beatitud, que es bienaventurados los mansos de corazón, porque ellos poseerán la tierra. Imitamos al Sagrado Corazón de Jesús, al Corazón Inmaculado de María, porque ellos son los mansos. La mansedumbre se adquiere precisamente por la paz. La paz que nos da el querer que Dios gobierne, el que Dios sea todo para nosotros. Es lo que hace que las cruces uno las pueda abrazar y sufrir, aceptar y buscar y depositarlos junto con el Sagrado Corazón de Jesús en el Corazón Inmaculado de María para consolarla y confortarla. Esa mansedumbre es de los santos. Por eso dijo Jesús, aprended de mí porque yo soy manso y humilde de corazón. Ya vimos la humildad, la primera virtud, la segunda virtud es la mansedumbre. Que es aceptar con ecuanimidad, con paz, todo lo que nos venga. Porque Dios es omnipotente y es bondadoso en grado infinito. Él sabe lo que nos conviene, aunque sea una cruz pesada. The third, dear sister, gratitude to follow in the religious life, upon which you are going to do your examination of conscience every day, especially on the Beatitudes, how much you are matching the saints, especially the Benedictine saints, and your patron saints. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Remember, dear sister, you are here in the convent, Our Lady of Solitude. So your mourning is the mourning of Our Lady. And whatever you mourn, whatever is your sadness concerning in this world, or the sins of this world, will be Our Lady, or yours will be Our Lady's mourning, sufferings. So each other will carry the same mourning. It will be vocation, sister, will be the comfort for the Blessed Virgin Mary, but also will be your comfort. So your consolation. Consoling the Blessed Virgin Mary is how you will be consoled. Because it's nothing higher than that. This is why our Lord said that those who mourn, like the saints, like the Blessed Virgin Mary, shall be comforted. Because you shall see their sister, not only heaven one day, you persevere, but also your family. You shall see your family. You shall see thousands of souls who receive the benefit of this sacrifice that you are doing. So we are telling to sister, estamos explicando a la hermanita, la tercera beatitud. Bienaventurados aquellos que lloran, porque serán consolados. Entonces los que lloran precisamente, en grado máximo, es la Virgen Santísima en su soledad, la que llora más. La vida religiosa precisamente es consolar a la Virgen Santísima, porque uno tiene que ser como la Virgen Santísima, las hermanitas. Entonces por eso el enfoque de las hermanitas es la Virgen de la soledad en sus dolores, en sus lágrimas. Entonces, confortándola a ella, es como vamos a ser confortados, queridos amigos. Esa es una sabiduría elevadísima. Es de los secretos de los santos. Consolando, limpiando las lágrimas de la Virgen, es como somos nosotros consolados y somos purificados y somos como los santos, llorando con la Virgen Santísima y por ella. So, dear sister, we go to the fourth beatitude. Blessed are those that hunger and thirst after justice, that they shall be filled. We have their fill. This is the religious life, dear sister. Those who strive after perfection. Those who thirst for justice means holiness. Those who seek to imitate Our Lady through the grace of God, especially her tears, her sacrifice, her holocaust for mankind. You are going to do the same. So this thirst, this hunger, dear sister, never has to go out away from you. So lukewarmness is completely opposite to your vocation. You have to be hungering and thirsting after holiness and perfection and Our Lady's tears to be cleaned up, wiped out. And you shall have your fill of the saints and your families and your members and your oblates, your sisters. So your sisters are giving their life for you. You are going to give your life for your sisters also. It's perfect charity among the religious community. So the Blessed Virgin Mary was doing the whole time this beatitude. She was hungry and thirsty, and she's still. It's why she's in solitude. Because she is contemplating in real time how many souls go to hell. And a real children who loves his mother cannot ignore how much pain, how much sorrow, how much hunger for souls, for the tender heart of Mary, who thirsts after those souls who are going to hell, nobody to help her to carry the cross and to save those souls. Estamos explicando a la hermanita también la cuarta beatitud. Que bienaventurados aquellos que tienen hambre y sed de justicia, porque serán llenados, serán consolados completamente, serán repletos de bienes. Esto es precisamente la vida religiosa, queridos amigos. O sea, que son bienaventurados aquellos que desean ser religiosos porque desean, tienen una sed, un hambre de perfección, de salvar almas. Y esa hambre Dios la va a llenar, porque dijo yo a todo aquel que renuncie completamente a sí mismo y lo da todo por los demás, tendrá el 100 por 1 en esta vida y la vida eterna. Eso es llenar. Llenar completamente a aquel que tiene sed y hambre por justicia, por santidad, por las almas. Para el que tiene sed de consolar a la Virgen Santísima. El que ve que ella está inconsolable y sus hijos están condenando al infierno y decide dar el paso y dar su vida para que esa Virgen Santísima, nuestra Madre, esté consolada. Esa es la vida religiosa. Esta cuarta beatitud es la vida religiosa. Después de haber pedido humildad, mansedumbre, y después de haber llorado con la Virgen, la siguiente es pedir desear la vida religiosa si Dios quiere. So, dear sister, the fifth beatitude, which is an example to follow in the religious life after the Blessed Virgin Mary, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. So she's the mother of mercy. It's the title of the Blessed Virgin Mary, which was taken away, was stolen from her since Vatican II. Because Vatican II start removing the Blessed Virgin Mary, and through the fake and humanistic devotion of Faustina, they wanted to concentrate in our Lord, whatever mercy, and taken away from the mercy from Mary, who has the economy of mercy. She's the mother of mercy. She's the merciful by excellence, because she's the one who has compassion upon us, miserable children of Eve, in this valley of tears. So, if we are merciful like our mother, having compassion on her tears, especially, having compassion upon our souls who are being lost, God will be merciful to us. This is why St. James says, he who saves the soul of other person will save his own soul. So, queridos amigos, esta es la quinta beatitud. Bienaventurados los misericordiosos, porque ellos obtendrán misericordia. Este es por excelencia el título de la Virgen Santísima. Una vez que ya se pidió a la vida religiosa, si Dios quiere, ¿Qué le queda al religioso sino ser misericordioso? La misericordia es precisamente tener compasión de los miserables y de los que sufren. ¿Y quién sufre más de todos, de acuerdo a la revelación que Dios nos dio en Fátima? Quien más sufre es la Virgen Santísima en este momento. Más que ningún otro, más que todas las ánimas del purgatorio juntas en el alma. Eso hay que meditarlo. Por eso es que la misericordia hay que practicarla hacia la Santísima Virgen María. Y las 14 obras de misericordia, la que le aplica a ella, de nuestra parte hacia ella, es consolarla, amarla y darle almas y dejar de ofenderla. Por eso, si hacemos eso, especialmente con ella, Dios será misericordioso con nosotros. Si queremos misericordia, tengamos misericordia con la Virgen Santísima. So, dear sister, the sixth, which is once we are in the religious life, we are merciful toward the Blessed Virgin Mary and the souls. So, our blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. So, when you have done your sacrifice, you have been betrothed to our Lord, you have been meek, humble, trying to be meek and humble in a religious life, mourning and being thirsty for the glory of God and His holiness, automatically the answer, the next answer will be to be clean of heart, simple, faithful, like a child, clean of heart, like a little child just baptized in a few days being born. Those clean of heart are the saints who see God and are able to see God and able to receive the Holy Ghost in a plentiful manner, every moment, very often. Is that exactly what we have to strive after, dear sister? Because it's a requirement to be next to the Immaculate Conception. The Immaculate Mary, heart of Mary, oblige us to be immaculate without stain, clean of heart. Because if we are going to, your vocation is to console the Blessed Virgin Mary, to be like her, to be at her side, wiping out her tears, necessarily you have to be clean of heart, transparent. Because they shall see God, of course, because it's the Immaculate Conception. Once we are clean of heart, we go to heaven immediately. If we die, even if we don't die yet, we will have all the contemplation, all the graces and consolation that God is going to give us in order to console and to be like the Blessed Virgin Mary the most perfectly possible. So, en esta sexta beatitud estamos meditando, queridos amigos, oblatos y amigos. Bienaventurados los limpios de corazón, porque ellos verán a Dios. Una vez que ya se entró a la vida religiosa o se desea por lo menos la santidad, ser misericordioso y ayudar a la Virgen a salvar almas y a limpiar sus lágrimas, la consecuencia más necesaria, más obligatoria para nosotros es ser de corazón limpio. O sea, no tener pecado, porque la Virgen Santísima es la Inmaculada Concepción. Entonces vamos a estar a su lado, consolándola, acompañándola, necesariamente tenemos que estar lejos del pecado. Tenemos que odiar el pecado, tenemos que hacer el esfuerzo de limpiarnos con la penitencia, con la contrición perfecta, con el dolor por los pecados, nuestros y ajenos también. Esa es la vida religiosa. Ser limpios de corazón y hacer un sacrificio de su vida para limpiar nuestros pecados de todos nosotros, queridos amigos. Es algo muy verdadero que esta hermanita que se va a desposar con Cristo en este momento, lo está haciendo para dar su vida por ustedes, como Cristo en la cruz. Lastly, dear sister, the seventh beatitude. Once we are clean of heart next to the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Immaculate Conception, is the motto of the Benedictines, which is the summit of holiness, according to St. Thomas Aquinas. It's the summit of the gifts of the Holy Ghost and the fruits of the Holy Ghost, which is peace. Blessed are the pacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. St. Thomas Aquinas says that the highest of the gifts of the Holy Ghost is the crowning of his gifts for the faithful children, the saints, is wisdom. And wisdom begets peace. Peace is the greatest fruit of the Holy Ghost, which is the Benedictine motto, dear sister. Because this wisdom, this peace in your soul, this contemplation will be the Blessed Virgin Mary repeating her life in you, according to the plan of God. And you are going to transmit that peace, that simplicity, that wisdom, like, for example, great saints in Teresa Child Jesus, to transmit to each one of us, to each one of our friends, by being simple and in peace and the Holy Ghost working through you by persevering in this life. You don't need to be preaching, you need to be writing, but you have to just by persevering in peace under the cross, but with peace next to the Blessed Virgin Mary. It's the message of your preaching, of the peace you are going to send your family, your friends, and each one of us. So el último beatitud, que es especialmente el motto benedictino, que es la perfección de los dones del Espíritu Santo y los frutos del Espíritu Santo, que es la sabiduría. Bienaventurados los pacíficos, porque ellos serán llamados hijos de Dios. ¿Por qué? Porque, de acuerdo a Santo Tomás de Aquino, el don del Espíritu Santo más elevado es la sabiduría. La sabiduría siempre, el fruto de la sabiduría es la paz. Entonces, cuando uno tiene ya en mente que Dios lo es todo, y que uno intenta ser humilde y manso, y querer la perfección, y ser inmaculado, y limpio de corazón, y ser misericordioso con los demás, misericordioso, automáticamente uno va a empezar a recibir del Espíritu Santo la iluminación, la contemplación y la paz. Y ya es una anticipación del cielo. De eso es el privilegio benedictino. Aquí tenemos tantos oblatos aquí presentes, para que sepan que ese es el premio, ya aquí en la tierra, la paz de Dios, de tener todo en orden, porque uno es nada, Dios es todo, y aquí lo que importa es la voluntad de Dios, y sacrificarse por Dios, y desear que Dios trabaje en uno, a su manera, especialmente mortificando la voluntad. And lastly, sister, is what our Lord says, once you will have been in the religious life doing this plan for the Blessed Virgin Mary, our Lord says, therefore, blessed are those who suffer persecution for justice sake. Blessed you shall be when they will revile you, persecute you, speak all evil against you, untruly for my sake. Be glad and rejoice, for your reward is very great in heaven. Remember, sister, your inheritance, your reward is our Lord. You are going to be betrothed to him. So is your inheritance, is your spouse, is your everything. Nothing else matters. This is why our Lord wants you to prepare. In case you are persecuted, you are reviled, or they speak evil against you. Doesn't matter, because you are here to please God and to console the Blessed Virgin Mary. So dear sister, so this is the program. So to finish, what I want to explain, these seven elements of your habit, so for the people to know whether that's going to happen and before the ceremony. So antes de terminar, vamos a explicar los siete elementos que va a recibir la hermanita en su hábito, para que sepan lo que va a recibir y el significado tan elevado que es recibir el hábito y ser desposado con Cristo. So first, sister, you receive the tunic, which is black, which represents your crucifixion, and with our Lord, and to follow, to carry the cross of our Lord next to him and the Blessed Virgin Mary. La primera prenda que va a recibir la hermanita es la túnica negra, que representa su crucifixión, su sacrificio que va a hacer por ustedes, por todos nosotros, siguiendo a Cristo sus pasos, crucificada para el mundo, para su familia ya, y para todo lo que este mundo le puede ofrecer. Next sister is the scapular, which is the Blessed Virgin Mary and you together, carrying the yoke of our Lord Jesus Christ, and telling you that she will be leading you, embracing you, and she will be your mother, your mistress, and you will not go astray because she will be there always. This is why you die without scapular, so many promise you heaven. La próxima prenda que la hermanita va a recibir es el escapulario. El escapulario es significa la Virgen Santísima y la hermanita, que juntos van a cargar el yugo de Jesucristo nuestro Señor. La Virgen Santísima es como abrazándola y cargando la cruz de ella, y ella la de ella, juntas las dos, cargando la cruz, la misma cruz de su soledad, para que ella jamás se despegue de la Virgen, y por eso San Benito promete el cielo a todo aquel que muere como benedictino, ¿sí? Tanto oblatos como hermanos y hermanas. The next year, sister, next you are going to receive is the belt. So the belt represents chastity, obedience, and therefore the strength of the Holy Ghost for this life that you are going to have. It's a Benedictine custom that goes to the uncles, the bell, because the sword through the chastity and purity of the Blessed Virgin Mary in you and you in her, through obedience, because obedience is a manifestation of your purity of heart, you are going to defeat the devil with the sword or the belt, which is a sword. It will be your strength. The obedience, according to St. Benedict, is the highest, the most powerful weapon that we will have in the religious life. Obedience goes along with chastity. La próxima prenda que la hermanita va a recibir es un cinturón largo que cuelga hasta el tobillo. Ese cinturón representa la castidad, la obediencia. Esos dos elementos, la castidad y la obediencia, le van a dar la fortaleza a la hermanita para vencer al mundo, al demonio y la carne. Y vencer a sus enemigos, a los enemigos de Dios. So next year, sister, is the toque, the toca. The toca is to put a veil upon, to put a to hide for our Lord your human nature, what you are, your heart and your physical body. Because you are now belong to her, to him, so you want to hide from the world and from men, from yourself, in order to live for our Lord. So you are covered completely as something sacred. You are going to be sacred for our Lord. You belong to him. So nobody has the right to see you but our Lord. La próxima prenda que va a recibir las manitas, la toca. La toca es un velo que va alrededor de la cabeza y cuelga hacia el pecho. Una prenda blanca al principio. Y es esconder la belleza, el cuerpo, el alma, para el mundo, para uno mismo, porque ellos no se pueden ver en el espejo ni siquiera ya. Y esconder toda la belleza y todo el cuerpo y el alma para el mundo, para que solamente Dios lo pueda ver. Dios solamente va a poder disfrutar de su esposa, que es la hermanita que se va a desposar con Dios. Nadie va a tener derecho a verla más que Dios. Lo sagrado, siempre se pone un velo a lo sagrado. Entonces, por eso, ese velo que va alrededor de la cabeza y del pecho significa que va a estar velada ya de hoy en adelante para que solamente Dios lo pueda contemplar. Él a ella, ella a él. So next year, sister, you're going to receive your veil, long veil, white long veil, which is precisely the symbol of your betrothal to our Lord. Our Lord has accepted you. You have accepted him. And he's going to represent precisely this long consecration was very long because you want just to belong to him. It's your wedding garment. Yes. La próxima que va a recibir la meta es un velo largo blanco, y el velo representa la prenda de su desposorio con Cristo. Significa que ese velo va a representar que ella está desposada con Cristo. Y por lo tanto, ella es una prenda de que le va a recordar que no puede ya desear nada más que Cristo y dedicarse a él, a su servicio. So next sister you are going to receive is the red cross. The red cross in your habit, which represents the Holocaust. You are going to help our Lord and our Blessed Lady to carry their crosses, in their solitude, in their language, to save souls. You are going to have before your eyes this red cross, which is a symbol for you that you have to be a victim soul. You have to be a victim soul like the saints, dedicated just to do a sacrifice of your life, a sacrifice of love for the salvation of many souls, especially your family. También va a recibir la hermanita la cruz roja que tenemos en nuestros pechos, todos los hablados aquí presentes y los hermanos. La cruz roja que representa el holocausto que hacemos en nuestras vidas como almas víctimas, dedicados al sacrificio, al servicio de Dios, a la mortificación, a la penitencia, para ayudar a Cristo y a la Virgen a salvar almas. La hermanita la va a tener siempre delante de los ojos la cruz roja, para que se acuerde que aquí vino al convento a crucificarse y a dar su vida por todos los que Dios le ha dado para salvarlos. Also, the sister went to receive the Holy Rule of Saint Benedict, your rule of life, along with the Medal of Saint Benedict, which is your father, his company, his presence, to help you. We are going to receive also the devotion to Our Lady of Solitude, to remind you that it's your daily compromise to console her. And we close with the ceremony. And also, lastly, you are going to be your hair. You are going to get rid of your hair. You are going to offer your hair to God, to Christ, because you want to surrender your body or whatever you have in the world to God, to Christ. You want to offer Him in order to please Him and to be only for Him, to please Him. Y al final, realmente se le va a cortar también su cabello. Su cabello es la señal de que renuncia a este mundo, a lo que pueda esperar una mujer en este mundo, para entregárselo a Cristo, su belleza. También va a recibir la Santa Regla de San Benito, su medalla de San Benito, que es la presencia y la regla de vida, de santidad que va a seguir. Y también va a recibir Nuestra Señora de la Soledad, la novena, que va a estar diciendo todos los días ella, como compromiso a la Virgen de prepararla y consolarla. Este programa, vamos a empezar la ceremonia después del credo, después del ofertorio. Entonces le deseamos a la hermanita, a todos, prométanle que van a rezar por ella y todos nos comprometemos a rezar para su perseverancia. Everybody will promise and pray for dear sister and the convent to persevere to the end under the protection of our Lord and the patron saints. And the same way, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Credo in unum Dei. Padre onnipotente, fattore in cielo e terra, visione nella misura. Gloria in Gesù, in Cristo, Figlio di Dio. Spato tanto davanti a me, seguo da te, Dio, non fatto un coso sostanziale, Padre, perché non mi ha fatto. Che potremmo essere, le potremmo essere, lo tengo del cielo e del cielo. Ti cannato, sei il Spirito Santo.
Et resurrexit ex ea die, secundum scripturas, et ascendit in cernus, sedet ad destino patris, servit et inventorum et sum gloria, judicare vivos et mortuos, cuius enim odedit filius. Et in spiritum sanctum omnium, et vivificantem, qui ex Patre Filioque procedit, qui cum Patre et Filio simul adoratum, et cum glorificatur, qui locutus est per profeta. Et una sancta catholica, et apostolica ecclesia, confiteor unum baptisma, in remissionem peccatorum, et expecto resurrectionem mortuorum, et vitam venturi seculi.
Dominus vobis cum.
Reverendissime Pater, ad est qui in monasterium recipi rogat et habitum sancte religionis postulo.
Qui petis?
Misericordiam et vestrum confraternitatem.
So the assistem, you seek great things. You wish to imitate Christ in your life and conduct. For For the monastic life is essentially the reliving of Christ's suffering and dying. You seek great things indeed, since it is your wish to be taken into our order and constantly to live under the rule of our Holy Father Benedict. And the first duty for you is to fulfill those sweet words of our Savior, which to the world are forbidden. He who wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. You all therefore be prepared to lay down all for God. For the disciples of Saint Benedict, according to the precept of the rule, are allowed to have neither their bodies nor their wills in their own power. You must see to it that your personal desires and all vicious inclinations and passions which rebel against the spirit be broken and controlled. You must renounce all the pomps of the world, worldly pleasures and the flatterings, allurements of the flesh. You must give up all pride and haughtiness and embrace all that is humble. You must bear reproaches without contradiction and conquer temptations with a sureness of victory. You must tolerate troubles of mind and body with a tranquil spirit and obey in all things without murmuring. A nun who will be a true spouse of our Lord and a true follower of Saint Benedict must be satisfied with even the worst in food and clothes. She must bear up under want of necessary things. She should fast often and observe perpetual chastity. She should make constant use of mental and vocal prayer and sacred reading. She should train herself in the observance of quiet and silence. She should live a life free from worldly associations. She should keep nothing as his own property, nor even the smallest thing. She should be indefatigable in her zeal for assisting daily at the Holy Mass and the Divine Office, be this in the unpleasant heat of summer or the disagreeable cold of winter. Finally, she should faithfully adhere to all that becomes the religious state, and prudently and generously reject all that is contrary to it. I confess, dear sister, that these things are hard and difficult. But to her who distrusts herself and trusts in the Lord, who strengthens the weak and raises up those who fall, to him will the rough ways be made smooth. The bitter things turn into sweet, and the hard things become light. Now, therefore, if you still choose to bear the sweet yoke and the light burden of Christ, you still desire to observe the rule of our Holy Father Saint Benedict and the salutary regulations of our congregation, and live the monastic life with all innocence, and if you still intend sincerely to seek God in the religious state, then the door of the religious life is open to you. But if, on the other hand, you do not wish to do so, you are still free to leave. So, my dear daughter, despising the world and its fallacies and vanities, do you still decide to embrace the rule of our Holy Father Saint Benedict?
Reverendissime Pater, desidero constantissime absolucito ipsum quam illumine.
Dio gracias. Beni creato spiritus,
mentes tuorum visita, imperesum.